Retirement to me seems like some magical unicorn that's way out there. I know we go to work each day to pay our bills and everything, but I think we all are trying to maybe save enough one day to be able to choose what we do with our days. And that term is called retirement. Anytime I see anybody that is retired, about to be retired, I'm just so happy for them because I know how much work, how much time, how many mornings they had to get up, how many nights they may have had to stay late, all the things that it takes to get through a career to be able to one day say that I'm gonna retire. And retirement has a lot to do with, are you ready to retire? Not just physically, a lot of us are ready to retire physically a lot sooner than we are in other areas, but mostly we are concerned about our finances. You know, how many years to make how much money to have what we need to live on. And for many people, you know, that's scary because a lot of times they can outlive their finances. And many times it's poor health that causes them to outlive their finances quickly because medical costs can be so costly. We know that health problems are the number one cause of bankruptcy and the number one cause of people losing their money anytime during their life and even especially during retirement if they have health concerns. So, which leads me to the question is, what happens if you outlive your health account? So just like our bank account, our health account works the same way. You're either making deposits or withdrawals with practically everything you do in a day. However, when we start off as babies and young kids, we start off with so much health that there's a ton in the account and we can withdraw for a long time before we really notice the balance getting low. But in reality, we don't want to do that at all. We want to continue to fill up the account as much as we can because the more we put in it, the longer our body will last, the younger we'll feel, the better the parts will work, the more active we'll be able to be, the less suffering we'll experience, and we'll be able to do that longer and throughout our lifetime so that we can not only enjoy the years we're living now, but we can enjoy all the years that we have available to us. And we do that by making sure we have a full health account that has plenty in it to last us a lifetime. So let's take a look at the health account. Very simply, everything you do, and we're just going to give it a score for conversation purposes. How you sleep, 8 hours, either goes into your account as a positive, if you get rest, you're healing and repairing, or a negative, if you're sleeping in pain, uncomfortable, not getting rest, stressed. Each day you do that, you have all sorts of little categories within that. How many hours you sleep, if you're anxious or you're relaxed, do you have a mattress that's comfortable or uncomfortable? Is your pillow comfortable or uncomfortable? All these little things are pluses and minuses in your health account. Now these things you don't notice right out of the gate. You don't notice maybe on day one or day five or week five, but put 5, 10, 15 years on top of it or put an injury on top of it, and all of a sudden these areas become more vulnerable and easier to see. But whether you can see them or not, or whether you can feel them or not, be assured that these things are either adding to your account or subtracting from your account. It's a very simple process. You can't go by how you feel. Feeling will be the last thing that happens. You'll be unhealthy before you feel unhealthy, and you'll be healthy before you feel healthy. How you feel never leads the way. So all these different categories, if you can live based off of seeing them as more of a deposit into your health or a withdrawal, and believe me, you don't have to carry a calculator and do all these different things. However, your body is calculating these things and is using a calculator. You don't necessarily need to do that. Just try to win more moments. But let's just take this top category of sleep for 1 second. Let's just say for conversation purposes, one night's sleep would be a plus 2. Over a week, that would be a plus 14. Over a year, that would be a plus 728. And over a decade, that would be plus 7,280 just on sleep alone. The same is true in the negative column, adding all the way up to 7,280 negative points if you slept just a little off and got a couple nights sleep. Now, we obviously know that there's ups and downs, but this is for conversation purposes, just to get you to start thinking about things. It is so important to win all these moments in your life for two reasons. One, you reduce the stress that they cause that cause negative problems, negative column, negative points. In addition to that, if you learn how to do them the right way, the things you're already doing in a day, you can actually turn those things and have them promote health. So you're not only not getting the negative number, you're turning them into a positive number. And you see that not only does positive grow over time, it becomes exponential. As time continues to go on, it multiplies. It adds on to each other and gives you better and better health benefits the longer, more consistency, and more time you have a good habit. Not to mention the fact that we talked about right here, you're taking something that was negative and now making it positive, which is a 14,000 point difference. So let's just go down the line. When you're awake, when you wake up, are you stretching or are you running out the door? Do you drink water or do you drink sugary drinks? Do you do vitamins or you don't do vitamins? Do you handle things well or do you, are you very stressed? Do you leave the house and give yourself plenty of time to be on time or are you always running late? When you go to bed, did you go to bed late? Did you stretch and reduce the stress from your day before you went to bed so your sleep would be better? Or did you just go home, watch TV, stress out even more, and then go to sleep and have your mind race and your body tight and then have a bad night's sleep and multiply it again in the wrong direction? So remember, this was all the 7,000 points was only the sleep column. These are all the different decisions we're making a day, and we want to get as many deposits into the account as possible. Work and home, are we doing it in good posture? Are we doing it in good shoes? Are we doing it in a good chair? How's our workstation set up? Are we doing things with good form? When we get home, do we leave work at work? Do we leave homeschooling at school time? Are we doing rest and repair? Are we doing recovery? How are we doing relationships? So all these things are adding and subtracting to our health. And I want to just state very, 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 very clearly is this not only has an incredible impact on the day you're living today, and over a week will have an amazing impact on the next week and have an incredible impact on the next month and have an outstanding impact on the next year and have a mind-blowing impact over the next decade. But when you need that health and when you need it in that account and you're living your life and maybe you're not able to put as much into the account as you used to, you're not able to exercise as much, or whatever the case may be, that stops you from really depositing all that you need into the account, and you may start to get into some days where you spend more than you're putting into the account, you're gonna want as much in that account as possible to be able to write any check you need to write throughout your entire lifetime. It'll save your finances, it'll save your retirement plans, it'll give you the ability to be active, it'll reduce your suffering, and if you have enough health in the account, you'll be able to enjoy every year of your life to the best of your ability. And that's the best thing you could do for yourself. So don't wait. Teach it to your kids. There's no reason for them to get arthritis in their 20s, 30s, and 40s before they learn about taking care of their back and spine and joints. There's no reason for them to suffer because kids are very resilient and can bounce back from anything. There's no reason for their health to get bad before you lift it back up and teach them how to have good health again. Don't let them waste those years of depositing into their health. Don't waste any year depositing into your health. For your health to be the best it can be every single year and throughout a lifetime, you have to have the solid habits that feed the roots of health that produce the fruits of good health, being active and feeling good. You can't just get that from doing nothing. You can feel a certain way and you can be active for so long, but you will never be at your best if you're not feeding your body the things that allow it to produce health. And by winning moments, reducing stress, and turning those moments into moments that produce health. So that is my encouragement to you. I know that we may have some fear of how our finances are going to last us a lifetime, but the best chance that they'll last you a lifetime is being healthy enough to work and earn money. The best chance that'll be for them to last you a lifetime is for you to be healthy so you don't have to spend all your money on your health. And the added incredible, most amazing bonus of them all is you're gonna have the health you want to enjoy a great life. Do not wait. This is very serious. Keep investing. Make sure you add to your health account each and every day. All right, love you. Keep it going. Keep doing it. Don't mean to talk at you, I'm talking to you. I'm working on this myself, and it's just too obvious, it's too right here, and it's too apparent to ignore it or not talk about it or consider it. We have too much control over our health that we give away. We don't want to be talking about that's what happens when you get older and all these other things that we don't control. We want to do what we do control, and we can control investing in our health. And if it's worth it to us and we take the time and have the discipline to do it, the rewards are amazing.
If you need help with any of the things we talked about, you can find it in my book, The Health Equation. The Health Equation has the Health Equation book, Winning Moments, and Health is Practically Free in that book. Winning Moments is how you turn everything you do in a day that may be causing your body stress, breaking you down, and taking withdrawals from your account, and learning how to turn those things into positive things that improve your health and deposit into your account each day. So that book is available to you on Amazon. I'll put the link below.